Take it like a fan. You got you.
The Bo.
Shorty P.
Dog.
Dog. Dog.
Dog. No dog. Dogs in Mexico.
He beat it out. Oh, my God.
Looks like we got the Rays live on right now. Getting ready to switch over to the Lightning game. What is it? 5-1, bottom of the second.
I'm sorry. That was just ridiculous.
Doggone trouble.
All right, boys. So, like I said, Dogs in Mexico. We'll get in touch with him here in a little bit.
La Vieja Mexico.
Looks like from his pictures he's having all the time. But still live, take it like a fan. We got plenty of updates about the Lightning with the last two games. Again, I think the Lightning knock out the Islanders tonight.
Yeah, which would be how many games?
The exact same amount that I said
they would. Oh, really? Because yes. I'm pretty sure you said they're going to sweep them last time we recorded.
No.
Yeah, I said six. Sean said six. And you said sweep in five.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say that they're going to lose tonight just because you guys are wrong. So, if that's the case.
Gotcha there.
If that's the case, then I'll accept it. And they're going, they're taking it tonight. Six. Get a couple extra days of rest before the next series.
Yeah, I hope Vegas wins tomorrow night. No way it'll first two game seven. Yeah, Montreal lose that one 3-2.
What was it? 3-2
Montreal.
Last night, what was it? It was
3-2, 4-2. Or so, I don't know. I fell asleep like the second period.
So, but you watched the Lightning game?
Yeah.
And you have anything to say about that?
Let's
talk about some obviouses.
What about the handling? I mean, the handling was amazing.
Passing. Yeah. Passing was very, very on point.
It was. One touch.
Everybody want to talk about the fact that there was 8 goals, a shutout, Braden Point setting, or not really setting a record yet, but getting that much closer to Leach with his 10 consecutive playoff games.
Yeah. I mean, it was, trust me, it was after like the 4th, 5th goal, I'm like, holy shit, like, what did you, I was like, these guys are going to walk away with this one. And then I woke up, I saw 8, and then I was like, or I saw 6, and I was like,
wait, first back up. Wait, you woke up?
To go to work. Yeah, I fell asleep. I didn't watch the whole game. Huh. Dude, when it's 4-0, I was like, oh, that's over. Take a nap. Yeah, take a nap.
Did anybody have a hat trick in that game last night?
Two people were very close to it.
Stammer had 2. Okay. He started it off. He had a goal within 45 seconds.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That was killer.
Yeah, I think, look right here, centers to record 12-plus goals in consecutive Stanley Cup playoffs, Braden Point, Mario Lemieux, and Wayne Gretzky. That's a pretty good company to be in.
Just decent,
it is.
Decent players.
How many years has Braden Point been on?
4, 5?
Right?
Something like that?
It's like 4.
It's been a few.
Has he been with us only? I don't know if he's played.
I believe he was, yeah. I believe we took him in the third round or something.
Yep.
Oh, so he's drafted.
Yeah, I believe
so. Oh, okay. That makes him, okay, cool. Yeah, he's probably one of the, I would say, dominant players that would deserve MVP, and the only other person he could put against him is Bazzi.
I mean, that guy's not got 3 shutouts in the playoffs.
After a loss, his record is, I think, 11-0 with less than 2 goals a game is what he gives up. That's ridiculous.
This guy gives you, even the photos that have been taken of this guy with the saves and everything like that, this guy gives you some serious poster board material.
So the last 4 periods that have been played of hockey, mm-hmm. What's the score?
Last 4 periods?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And the last one was we scored. Did we score all 2?
Why 4 periods? Sounds like a trick question almost.
That's 4 periods.
I'm going 10-0 us.
Yeah, 10-0.
See,
nice.
I know something.
Listen,
you are so prepared for today. Are you ready to hear? Are you ready to
impress?
Let's jump off the line. We're going to come back to that for a segment. I want to impress you about my Rays knowledge.
About your Rays knowledge?
Yep.
Okay.
I got prepared. What do you want to know? You want to know about the kid that just came up? Psycho?
Sure, Chip.
Just came up from the farm league.
Yeah.
Last night, debut. I know my 2-for-4. Hit a dinger.
Also had a walk. And his first plate appearance, which to me sets standards.
That sets a standard.
Do you even know about it, though?
No, what is that?
Okay, so he saw the first 2 pitches he swung. They were both strikes.
Okay.
The next very 4 pitches that came were outside, getting him to chase away, and he literally did not even look like he wanted to swing. So, just that little at bat alone, you guys might overlook by the home run, that at bat alone, when he was up there, he looked like he's played this game before. No lie,
he's played the game before.
At this level, he looks like this doesn't happen every day. This guy is going to be a true talent. He literally just beat out a routine ground ball to second base to first base, and the guy just scored a run.
More impressive than Brandy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That guy was
set some standards last year. 10 home runs in the postseason, led to, he had like 22 hits. something like that. Yeah, very phenomenal. But this guy Franco, man, I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing his name for a while.
Okay, but that is coming off of a how many games? 7-game losing streak?
They lost their 7th last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now they're up 5-1. Did you switch over to the other game here?
What's going sure. on? Yeah, not a problem, man.
So they lost 7 of 11, right?
Yes, they did. And they're a game and a half out of first place.
And the last three, like, went extra innings, like 2 to the 10th and the last
yeah,
one to the
11th. Yeah, they've literally, but you know, it's...
I just spit knowledge because I want you to be impressed. I want you to say, man, this guy really did research.
That you, like, really just looked at scores and stuff and said final 10. Like, what does final 10 mean?
No, I read.
I hope you read. That's how I read. I find out information too. I read too all the time. That's how I know stuff. I don't watch every game, but I do go over it in the morning. I can't stay up for more than
that, games. I can't talk to you about literally. You act like you're just like you're so into it. I mean, dog's in Mexico and mm-hmm. going back and forth with me the entire game. And I wondered why you drifted off.
What? The hockey?
Yeah. You literally fell asleep.
On Monday?
But I'm saying, how do you fall asleep in the middle of a playoff hockey game?
Especially it was 4-0, and I got to wake up at 6 o'clock every morning.
I wake up at 6:30.
6:30?
Yeah.
It's good. I have an early bedtime. I'm actually, like, my job is very physical. I'm actually out in the sun. It does take a wear and tear on me.
You really want to compare who's got more physical job.
Yeah. How many batteries did you lift today?
How many batteries did I lift? Actually,
that were 250
pounds. I lifted 3 AAA batteries. I had to replace my garage door. True story.
Okay.
Us at a desk job have it pretty difficult as well.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you got scoliosis. I mean, right? You got to get up and walk every hour. You got to make sure if they come out of the AC every now and then just because you don't want your glasses.
Arthritis is real, man.
Oh, man. It's so rough. When your glasses go
fog. It is. That's right? It is.
It's not frustrating at all when you're just dripping in sweat and they're coming off your face. You got, I don't know, what, maybe a 250-pound battery in your hand with some other guy in a closet trying to hang it on the wall?
Because you're doing solar. Yeah, those are heavy. All right, so again, let's talk. Well, if you want to, I think that's all the knowledge I have to raise right now.
That's other it? Than
they have seriously fallen out of first place.
They're 1.5 games out of first place.
But they were up by 107.
107 what?
Games.
They haven't even played 100 games.
They were up by how many games at some point?
Like 1.5, 2? Maybe. Dude,
and now they're down by 1.5.
Yeah, you still got 3 more months to go, but like I said, it's only
3 long months if it keeps going away the last 7 games.
It's going to change. It's going to change. There's going to be...
Well, it can only get better. Right?
All right, Bolt's first season. I got a pop trivia question for both of you.
All right.
Bolt's first season. Which player scored 42 goals?
42 goals the first season?
How many out there the first season? I can't remember if he was. I think he was like our number one player when we first came out. So I'm going to go look up it.
It starts maybe Brian?
Brian Richards?
Oh, man. Brian Bradley.
Brian Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Brian Bradley, of course.
1992. Gosh, yeah. Come on, guys.
So that was 1992, right?
Yeah.
You know how old I was?
Probably 5. Not. Wow.
I was fucking 5.
Now so I'm feeling old, man.
You guys can go have that now question all you want.
Wow. Let me update my trivia.
1987.
I'll tell you, you won the Rugrats Super Bowl, but I ain't telling you who the hell was on the ice for the Lightning at 5.
Oh.
I didn't even know there was a thing of hockey at 5.
All right, do this for me. Name the first Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Yeah. What was it? It was Nintendo something.
He said, Wii.
No, Nintendo. I don't know. It was a gray box. You had to blow in the cartridges.
That's true.
You had a power NES button and a reset. Is it NES? NES? Okay. Nintendo E-Systems. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I used to have Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt was a great game.
With the little gun.
Still can't figure out the gun, right? How did that gun work? It was so advanced back then.
It really was.
Jeez.
Yeah, I never think about it.
Yeah.
I really felt like I was shooting the TV.
Yeah. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
No.
Well, man, you bring so much to the table. Sorry. All right. So, Bucks. We're jumping around, man. Bring it in. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the Rays more? I have no problem talking about the Rays.
No, man. Rays are over and done.
Did you hear about
Zobrist's
wife? Yeah.
That sucks, man.
As you're laughing, it sucks. Yeah, I know a former Rays player, if you haven't heard, his wife.
He was the man, though.
He was the man when he was in town, especially. His wife apparently
they were seeing a pastor for some advice, and then she banged him.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. That is horrible.
Now is that legit?
But he used to. Oh my gosh. He used to walk up to her music at baseball games. Like his walk up music to the when he would go to bat would be her get her songs and her songs suck. Like that's just an embarrassment all around. Like, ugh. But I mean, he got two World Series titles. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ben's always my homie.
So he's paid.
Oh, he Gucci. He's my.
All right.
He Gucci. He gonna find himself. He gonna be good.
Well, you just let me know. Okay, anything else about the Rays? Do we know what? Anything else? I mean, anything else spectacular happened?
No, man. Long season now. I mean, I just trust you. Just you want to say you know something about the Rays, and you just want to point out that they're on a nice little 7-game skid.
I pointed out more than that, but I'm also saying what you just said right there, and even the way you said it,
what?
Makes my point.
What? They're on a 7-game.
Very long season.
It is.
Every game is.
That's the way you're supposed to be playing in the series. It's a series type.
What was the average time? Remember, we did this. Oh, sure. You weren't around for this, but one of the very first episodes I did a baseball, and it's reasons why baseball sucks.
Wrote it by Chip Williams.
No, and now I believe it was off the Bleacher Report, I believe. And let me ask you something. I believe I'm right about this. It's going to be in the range. But let me just ask you. How much action time is there in a game? So that, like, when the pitcher pitches the ball, that's a split, like, 1 second. So if he hits it, then maybe it's a few more seconds. But the ball is actually in play, in motion, average, on a 3-hour to 3.5-hour baseball game.
How often is the ball in motion?
Yes.
Wow, that's a great question. I'm going to go with 2 minutes.
Okay. That's really what I would have said at the start. I think it was more like 18.
Really?
I think it was 18 minutes.
Really? Is that counts fouls and stuff like that?
It counts everything. It's the ball in play.
Okay. That would be in play. You're right.
18 minutes out of 3.5 hours sitting around. I want you to think about that.
Huh.
It's a sport where they literally had to put in the seventh inning stretch because the people were so bored they were falling asleep.
Now, is this the sport where they change the ball every year?
It is the one that
really?
Dog and Bo were talking about.
Wow!
They changed the ball.
Jeez. Yeah, same sport. I'll continue to watch every year.
And this is the same one where every player. Yeah, this is the same one where every player can play every sport, right?
Yes, but however, you can't play a sport without using foreign substances to help improve your game.
That was right. I remember.
Yeah, because
this
they just
one.
Completely stopped playing the game right after they said that. Right?
Well,
there's just no more.
I mean, they fell apart. They've lost the last 7 games. That was right around the same time that he came out. That's true fact.
So when he got hurt, when they said no substances, he didn't pitch.
Mojo gone.
No, that's a lie because
really?
After they said that, he actually pitched 7 innings in Chicago.
And
he struck out 12 and he won.
No, he didn't.
Oh my God.
So are you saying it's been substance?
Yeah, I know. He's had two starts.
We were on air 7 days ago. It's an impossibility.
He had two starts prior to that when they said no substance.
I understand, but what I'm saying is they obviously fell apart.
And you blame it on the
news hit the day that
that's so preposterous. That doesn't even make sense. You're blaming a substance abuse on why a team's having
a substance abuse.
He's calling it. He's calling it a substance.
It is a substance.
It's a substance player.
It's a substance. It's not substance abuse. Substance abuse like he's a drug addict.
It's the same thing, dude. Okay. White residue. Who knows what they call it?
So is he a substance player or does he have skill?
Who?
Oh, he's like their best pitcher.
Not no mo.
Is that really?
844-542-4111.
He's on the DL.
Text line 388-1644, area code 727. That's how you get a hold of us. All right, when do we want to get a hold of Doc?
We can call him. We can give him a shout.
All right, you go ahead.
As they're doing the national anthem.
You give him a shout. So some of the other – and let me ask you another one, Sweetie. In baseball, what while we're waiting on?
Don't worry, listeners. I got Google ready.
I can't remember. There was another point about baseball. I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and pull that one.
I'm just blown away by what? You said 18 minutes.
That might have been less than that, honestly.
I mean, that seems like a lot, right?
I mean, no. For 3.5 hours, you would expect. Like, if you have a 3-hour basketball game, 3-hour football game, 3-hour, when the ball is in play, there's nothing.
It's almost the whole time, right?
The entire time. Yeah. I mean, like, there is no. Like playoff hockey,
you know it is the baseball game.
It's a constant timed game, right?
Love
tennis.
Yes.
Tennis
is
great sport, right?
Tennis is fast when they're playing, but then it gets a little slow. Like golf is miserable.
Golf, golf is miserably slow because it's not a time game, because it's not up to your liking makes it a bad sport.
There's not more action, I should say. Let me rephrase.
Not all sports are just about just the action and the shot clock and the buzzer beater.
I hear you.
And the wide open uncontested slam dunk.
Oh, I know you and dog
talk. Is that what you want to talk about?
You don't even understand. Like, that there's communication going on between the players. You don't even see it. We don't even know what's going on. You're right. I don't. And I'm just waiting for some action.
You know, baseball, you're an action star. Hey, we're all.
Who is it, dog?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough.
The action is the food, right? I mean, at the games, because I mean, I've taken my kids to baseball games before, right? And they don't know what's going on in the game, but it's they can see this guy running around with popcorn and whatever else. I mean, geez.
And
I've never.
Is it Raymond? Is that Raymond? The mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. What about him?
These kids.
And he's running around. That's what kids.
Oh,
kids
are okay. Well, when a kid gets involved in Little League and T-ball and he actually starts progressing in baseball and then you take him to a baseball game, then he starts realizing what's the game. Like, he starts realizing the game when he's at the game.
He still can't make it past the seventh inning stretch, though.
And that, hey, man, it's not for everybody.
I hear you.
That's why Little League games are literally six innings until they get old enough. And then they move into seven.
Parents are like,
sometimes they are. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes that ball just be going around and not even back to the pitcher. It happens. It's.
Yeah, I told you. I was on a team called the O's.
I feel like there might be more action.
Hold on. You were on a team called the O's?
All we had was a big black O on the top of our orange helmet.
Oh my gosh.
My dad always made fun of us like, oh, there's the ball.
Wait till dog ears and shit. Because you know what that team's for?
What?
The Orioles.
No kidding.
Trash.
What are you talking about?
Orioles
back
are
in
trash.
The day, dude, this is back when I was in Little League, Cal Ripken was the man. And I don't you.
They ever win a World Series?
He was.
Cal Ripken?
They won a World Series?
Did Cal Ripken?
Iron Man was the man. I think, what do you have, 2,100?
Ridiculous amount.
2,135 or something consecutive games started.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. They call it Iron Man.
All right, so Lightning are live now. What do we got? So same line, same. Is it the same starting line?
What? Better be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see if Cernak was playing. He was the only one that was out last game.
So
Leapfrog
8-0 in the last one.
They beat the Islanders last year 8-1, and I think it was the first game when they had to play to get in, and then the next day they're on the plane playing us, and we beat them 8-1. But then the next game they beat us 3-2.
All right,
so it doesn't matter about
what teams that we played in the Stanley Cup Finals now twice and won. We were undefeated in the finals.
In the finals, we beat the Canadians, or not the Canadians, the Flames, Calgary Flames.
Calgary, yeah.
And who did we beat last year?
Last year was whatchamacallit? Stars.
That is correct. Very good. Point for you. It's dog zero.
Dog got zero.
Where is
trash.
Dog?
Oh no, man.
Dog's trash.
He's in Talu.
All right, so AB in the box. Assault case for the probation ends early.
What do you mean?
I guess he assaulted some mover.
Well, yeah, that was no. When he was, this when he was
on probation?
No, which incident are we talking about? What's the doc number? I need the doc number so I can look up.
It's
I got
not doc number. It's docket.
No doc.
He said, "What's the doc number?"
Yeah, doc. No, you don't say the whole word, G.
Oh.
He's been in the business. He knows. He's
What's the doc number, doc? We got time to kill.
You see Marco Rubio is trying to push for a waiver for this kid, Kinley, so he can get out of the Navy.
Oh, really? Is he?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
he has power like that?
He must.
I mean, he can push. He can try to get whatever.
So
I think it would be.
So what would it just push back his delay, and then he would just play this year? If he makes
They're saying they want him to play this year. He's trying to get it. For him to play this year.
Hold on. Yo? Hello? Hey, is this
Viva
dog?
Viva Mexico.
No, Viva
Mexico. What's going on, Bubba?
Oh my gosh, you sound like a dog without a bone. Tell us more.
What the hell did you say?
Yeah. Something about a jungle?
He's going through the jungles of Baloo.
Yeah, he's on kind of a bad reception right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to kick you to the curb bar until you can get to better reception.
Yeah, it's tough to hear you, man.
We're chucking you. We love you, dog.
Call you back.
I'll try to call you back.
Bye.
Oh, dog.
He's done. Yeah, or that, or he's already. Did you see the text from him
what?
During the game? when we were like, I was giving him shit saying, oh, he's down next week, probably not even paying attention to the game. And he's like, oh no, the bartender's taking a shot every time that the Lightning score. He sends me a picture of this part, this poor bartender was like 24, 23 year old kid.
Yeah.
He was sloshed by the end of the game.
Oh yeah. Hey, you're supposed to be. You're on vacation in Mexico.
Oh, I was talking about the bartender.
Oh, the bartender? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, one picture, yeah.
All right, so Marco Rubio, Joe Tryon, he's now signed.
Joe Tryon?
Yep.
Oh, the first pick?
Yep.
Good deal. Well, they signed him to just a rookie deal?
I would imagine so. I didn't dive into it. Because here at Take It Like a Fan, I've decided, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. We're like, you know that thing, like the term armchair quarterback?
Yeah.
You've heard about that,
right? Mm-hmm. Like the fans. Got potatoes.
The fans that think that they like know it all.
Yeah, us and our audience.
But that's not it. So that's not what we are.
Yeah,
I think we're simply offering an opinion of how the players look on TV. Like, if I trash a player's performance, it's because, dude, you may not have been not trying, but on TV, it looked like you weren't.
We're quick to judge and pull the trigger and say, oh, this is what you should have done. When, you know, it's not as easy as it looks.
I don't ever really say what you should have done. I say, like, when we talk about Winston and you were getting all mad.
You got to bring up this
because,
guy.
Because it's, the, all it's a perfect people. Example of what I'm saying. You and even Dog were both like, oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll figure this out. We'll do this. We'll do that. That's what they should do with them. They should do this. And they should come and do blah, blah. No, dude, what they should do is fire his ass and get him out of here. And now look what happens when Winston leaves. Look at all the positive that came after Winston left. He was a plague, bro.
This is literally all you ever wanted.
I'm just
no
saying.
No shit, it was. I mean, it takes a change to realize it.
Okay, so you're now saying that he never would have really been anything for us. You agree with that?
I can't say that. I don't know. I don't want to give up hope on anybody.
Do you not remember the last two seasons?
I do understand, Chip, but I can't predict the future. That's something that didn't happen. You can't say he wasn't going to be good, or you can't say he was going to be good.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Do when you're losing two over. Seasons in a row.
Oh, there goes Kucherov.
No, that's not good. Now you got me all upset, and I missed what happened.
That's not good.
I think the Islanders came to play tonight.
Yeah, what is it? Almost. 5 minutes in and we don't have a goal yet? This is fucking
ridiculous. It's ridiculous, right? I mean, I was expecting the first 30 seconds. Jeez.
All right, real quick, what's the final score tonight?
3-2.
3-2 us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three. I'm going to say...
Oh, just say something. Oh,
shoot, man.
You and Dog... Let me air on it.
I'm going to say...
It's 4-1.
I'm going to say
2-2. 2-2 going into the shootout?
Yes, going into the shootout. Maybe.
All right, like the shootout. What else do we got? What's some extra stuff around the league?
I got one for you.
OBJ's Oof. Healthy. OBJ.
Where did Coach Tony Dungy
okay.
coach for you, Kim Tampa?
Tony Dungy. I know this.
No, you don't. Told you.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was it pros?
Was it pros?
Or was it college?
You tell me, boss. I asked you the question.
I know. Well, give me some. Come on, bro.
What am I what?
All right. I got it. No problem. I got your trivia later.
That's fine.
About something you brag about for years. I don't even want to brag about this crap. I'm going to say Kansas City Chiefs.
Nope.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings, man. He was with Denny Green. Damn. Running that defense.
Yeah.
Tony Dungy?
What other Vikings coach?
I thought he was with the Colts.
Did we steal at one point?
What other Vikings coach? Mm-hmm. Like head coach?
Yeah, he actually was a head coach one. Frazier.
Leslie Frazier. That's right. We did have him.
Thank you.
That was a waste.
Dog, no points. Mm. All right. Let's see. What else do we got for Rays? Nothing we can move on from them?
What, the Rays?
Yeah. Done.
No, they're not done. What do you mean done?
I'm just saying I'm done talking about it.
Of course you are. That's all you have.
Okay, Lightning. Anything else other than tonight? I believe we knock out the Islanders a couple days. And then who do you think? So right now it's 3-2.
I don't know. I think Montreal's probably going to sneak that one off.
Is it me? Or have you watched any of their games?
A couple. Like a few.
Do they not seem so much slower than these two teams?
little bit, but then again, it's like you always want to put your team as, oh, we're the fastest flying around.
Yeah, but they do not, look even a, the Islanders.
They do look a little slower though. But you know,
yeah,
I think the Canadians probably pull it off. I want Vegas to win at least the next game tomorrow. That way, we'll roll into Saturday for Game 7, and we'll be off. And then I think the finals should start like Tuesday.
A lot of timid players on the ice tonight, boys.
So you want to hear something really funny?
Sure.
Let's talk about some extra stuff now.
That was funny. I saw that earlier.
Logan Paul has now stated that he feels he can beat Mike Tyson.
Crickets.
Yeah. Bro.
Hmm.
Can you not agree with me now? Someone needs to knock these kids off this fucking pedestal that they're sitting on.
They won't. You're going to keep collecting
who's
checks.
Who's the next one? It's Jake Paul versus who?
I have the ex-MMA guy.
Willie.
Like, yeah, Willie, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't know if that's
a good
problem. The problem is they keep kicking all these guys that need the money.
That's the thing is, and they take the fall.
Yeah, I mean, this Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather thing, I mean, everybody knows he's about money. He didn't need it, but he's about it. So,
of course he's about it.
I'm over it.
He toyed with him.
Yeah. I'm loving watching.
The thing. I think if everybody just stops even paying attention to it, just let it fizzle. But there's just so many kids that just think it's just so awesome. These guys are calling out ex-celebrities that are over the age of 50 and 60.
Yeah.
Stupid.
How old was Mayweather at that time?
I think he's like 40s, like mid-40s.
He's in his 40s.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand. I mean, I'm 45. I can take that kid down.
I'd hope so.
Jeez, I'm 41.
I probably wouldn't kick it with you if he whooped your ass, man. I can't. That's street cred.
Is that what you're saying?
Come around me.
You've been watching Brady troll?
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. I sent that to you.
That is. He's a social media.
I can't wait to watch that. What is that next week?
July 6th.
July 6th. Oh, it's on. It's a Tuesday.
Is that a Tuesday?
July 6th?
Yeah.
That's during the day. That's good.
I'm almost. Oh, there it is. I'm almost positive that is July 6th. Let's see. The match.
No, it's going to be July 3rd.
What do you mean? Let's see. I'm bringing keep trolling them. How is it not saying July 6th?
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'll be watching that. And it's like, isn't it in like,
that's a Tuesday.
Is it Montana or Wyoming or something?
I don't know, man. But I'm going to miss it.
I'll record it for you.
Why?
I was being an asshole.
Yeah, no. I'll probably just catch all the good stuff off Twitter.
All right. So I don't see where. It's like in Wyoming or something like that or Montana. It's weird.
I ain't nowhere around here. I'll tell you that.
And did you see. Now this one made me chuckle a little bit, especially when you start looking at all the feedback from all the players, from LeBron all the way down the list. Alex Caruso for the Lakers.
Yep.
Gets busted for weed.
Does he?
In Texas.
Was it in his
headband? Attorney's argument is, listen, it was legal in Cal. It's legal in California where he lives. I guess he had a very small amount. And everybody's coming out with, of course, you know, Free Caruso. The hashtag Free Caruso. I think somebody even started GoFundMe for him.
Go fund an NBA player.
Makes sense. Yeah. Listen, so I guess.
Lock him up, throw away the key.
Oh, really?
Why not?
He broke the law.
Pay the price, man.
He would lock his kid up, Chip.
He's almost like,
remember,
whoever stole from me.
His son stole from him, he would lock him up and throw away the key.
If it was my Super Bowl ring.
Kids. This is why he does not have kids.
Damn right.
We were talking about the Will Fork
story
from last week.
Huh?
We were talking about the Will Fork story with his kid stealing.
Yes, that's what it is.
No, steal your Super Bowl ring.
And the ring. I remember that. But he got it back, right?
You know, he thought about something. You know how many kids out there have stolen money from their parents in terms of college? Like going to college for the 4 years, let's say spend $100,000 to $200,000 of your parents' money.
I don't know who's to blame on that.
And then you don't do shit with it.
Who's to blame on that? Is it the kid or is it the parents doing it to the kid?
It's
kind of 50-50.
Spoken like the guy that really has no kids.
Yeah.
You come across, you and a few other of my friends, when every time you open your mouth,
So now we're wrong? Not, are we the bad guys because we don't have kids?
100%. So what you're
going to 100%. Say? 100%. That's rude. 100%. You're about to get muted, friend.
Here it is. Okay, go ahead.
what else? You just don't like our free spirit.
Do you guys... I wanted Dog to be able to be available to us because I wanted you guys to hear something that you didn't even realize.
What's that?
And I honestly didn't realize either until about 2 days ago. It was our 1 year anniversary.
Pandemic.
1 year anniversary.
Pandemic episode.
I think we recorded the first podcast on June 17th or something like that, and post for a few days.
So that's why Dog went out of town. He's like,
somebody let the dog out.
Yeah, he was celebrating.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's going on vacation now.
Yeah, I'm due for
record airport. Record airport visits, man.
What are you talking about?
A vacation, man.
All right, let's go around the table. Who's had a vacation so far this year?
Crickets.
I haven't had one.
Crickets. I'm going to take a vacation this year. I assure you of that.
And your family just went on a vacation, right? To go visit some grandparents?
They left me, so it kind of is a vacation.
Seven days off. You're living life like Bo.
Hope they're not listening live.
7 days off.
I'm saying 7 days
with seven kids. 7 days like off, right? Yeah, with no kids. It's a bachelor life.
It's not that easy, man.
What do you mean it's not that easy?
My daily routine is not that easy. It's almost like having a kid.
Do you know they've got like hockey police officers right now in Karachi, Pakistan? I know that. Yes. They lace up and then they go fight terrorism. What is that?
What are you talking about?
In the spirit of hockey, there's ice skaters now in Karachi, Pakistan that also double as officers. They lace up their skates and they go out and they fight terrorism.
You?
This is legit.
Out of your mind.
This is legit. Look it up. This is legit.
That is worth a Google.
This is legit.
Yeah. So real quick, I wanted to review our picks from last week and see if we were right or not, since we're going to start doing this for all our Tampa Bay area sports. And Rowdy's lost, so we all lost that one.
I didn't pick him to lose?
Nope.
Surprised.
And the Rays, I said 3-4.
They ain't won a game since we did a show.
We have not won a game.
So everybody lost on that one.
You said 6-1.
No, I did not. Dog said 6-1. I said
5-2.
I said 5-2?
Uh-huh.
That's brutal.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Kind of like all those innings, man. Very brutal.
I have been told by Katie, significant other, that I need to ask you and Dog, as our friends, and as season ticket holders to the Buccaneers,
to what?
There's going to be a game that you think I'm probably better suited to go with Katie to than you are to go with Dog.
What?
That you want to give up your tickets.
Miami Dolphins?
Right. If you'll let me finish my thought.
What game are you talking about?
What I was saying to you is I value our friendship.
Now, listeners, hang on. Listeners, listen closely. This is a stranglehold right here on the air.
What game?
If I had Super Bowl tickets, I must have. I would say, man, you go, bro.
No, what game are you talking about?
Guilt.
I'm saying, I'm going to let you and Dog pick the game and base it off of what the value of our friendship is.
The value of the friendship.
So if you pick if you pick the Dolphins.
Sunday gentlemen, the friendship. That shit's going to be so hot. You guys enjoy it.
I was thinking maybe you guys would let me go to the Giants.
The Monday night game?
No.
You can go to that one.
Do that. What?
You can go to that one.
I'll get Doggy if I was
thinking. You can't even look him straight in the face.
You won't get. No, you can have that one.
He's not even looking straight in the face.
You don't think
Doggy gives
it up?
Huh? No. If Dog gives it up, I'll give mine up.
Okay, well, what other one?
It's not those two. I'm sorry, bud.
Dog's not giving nothing up.
I can't do this.
All right, so. And I wouldn't ask you to do Carolina either, or Atlanta. So. You're saying my two choices are going to be the Dolphins, and if Dog is in agreeance, Giants.
Dog's in agreeance to the Giants, and yeah, man. Or the Panthers.
Oh, you will you have Panthers?
Last game
of the season?
Yeah.
Really? I might just take that.
That'll be nice weather.
Are you serious? What if we're going into some kind of a...
You're going to see second string that week, bud.
You think so?
Oh, fuck, you better.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. I mean, I would be very depressed. I'd still enjoy the game. All right, so but that's an agreed upon. So when Dog gets back, we can discuss that.
Yep. Okay. Literally, the Bills and the Saints are the two big games on my list this year. Obviously, the first one. The first one, too.
Oh, yeah.
All the other ones. Those three games right there are worth my money. That I've
What about the Bears? So, what about the Bears? You don't care about that one?
Not really.
Okay, so that's a possibility, too, then.
I mean, I'm going to go. If you're not going, I'm going to every game on these tickets, but if you guys want to go, it's whatever you can get from Dog.
Okay.
Bears might be your best bet.
So, okay, so when the Lightning knock off the Islanders and go to the Stanley Cup, so if I'm able to anyway get those tickets, I'll take you and Dog with me if I have tickets.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, and then for that, I want.
Here it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Told you guys to wait for it.
I wouldn't do that to you. I would appreciate just any consideration you give. So.
No, yeah. Yep. Just good luck getting one from Dog.
He'll work with me.
He will.
Do we give a shit about anything with the NBA?
Not really, man. I don't even know.
I mean, who is? I know your Nets got knocked out now.
Yeah, it's Suns and Clippers, and then it's Bucks and Hawks.
That's right. And
they start tonight.
I think the Suns are already up 2-0.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So it's most likely going to be Suns.
Did you watch last night? I saw on Twitter. It was like a late night buzzer beater. Another buzzer beater.
Yes, it was. And the
Suns
last
in four.
Game of the 76ers series was sad.
Oh, I know. I
think Ben Simmons had like 4 points or something.
He's getting run out of town.
But then it's a mixture, man. There's a lot of people saying that it's not fair to say that with this cat, but I'm saying if you're only taking 5 shots in a game, you're supposed to be the superstar. That's a problem.
Yeah.
What else do we got? I got. Okay. So now it's time. We got about what? 10, 15 minutes left. Here's the deal. I've decided. For years now, I've listened to you talk about your bowling prowess, about how good you are at bowling. Not bowling knowledge, but how good you are at bowling. I went out and found a bowling trivia. I think it's 20 questions, but it's basic knowledge. It's not like who won the 1974 PBA or anything like that.
Talk figures.
So like how many holes are in a bowling ball? Something
roughly,
like that.
Roughly.
I only have two.
All right.
This sounds fair.
I have 2 holes in my bowling ball. That's it. I don't have a thumb hole. So before you go asking people questions, learn your knowledge.
Wow. Wow, special balls now. Okay.
Well, no, because if you don't use it, it's technically illegal now.
He just wanted to hear special balls.
So here's how we do this, okay, so you know.
All right.
It's up. So you guys just get to give your answer.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
It's going to be in front of you. All right. First question. What is the score of a perfect game of bowling?
300. Spartan. No.
You agree?
Spartan.
Yes, I agree.
300 Spartan.
No, I don't agree with the Spartan. I agree 300. 300.
If you bowl 11 strikes and your final ball leaves one pin, what is your score?
289.
Jeez. I would have to say 289. And late at that.
What is the maximum weight allowed for bowling balls on the PBA Tour?
9 pounds. 10 pounds.
It's not even an answer.
Not even close.
I think 20.
You're going to go 20.
20. I think.
Okay. If you roll 3 perfect games in a row, what is the score of a 3-game series?
900.
900? Are you sure about that? There's a bonus. Okay.
It's also a hat trick, just like in hockey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the last pin on the rack on the far right known as?
The orphan.
10 pin.
It's definitely the orphan.
What is the sweet spot located between the first and third pins for a right-hander known as?
Pocket.
Chip. Shit. I got none of these.
You hit a strike on the opposite side of the sweet spot. The sweet spot is between the first and third pin. What is this called?
See, we call
7
it,
and 10.
We call it Brooklyn, but I'm going to guess they're going to say Jersey. We call it Brooklyn where I bowl.
I've never heard that term before.
Jersey Mike.
I've actually bowled 11 strikes in a row with Brooklyn.
That's where they got Jersey Mike's from, huh?
Which company makes and produces the Zone?
The Zone.
I think Brunswick. I don't know.
Brunswick.
Columbia, it's Brunswick, just, that's, Georgia, a type, that's a type of bowling ball.
I thought that was the billiards, or is that they just do it all?
You should always wear bowling shoes when bowling. True or false?
True.
True.
What is the name of the area before the foul line on which the bowler stands and walks towards the pin?
Approach.
Floor.
Ball, plank, or stand.
The floor.
Floor.
The floor.
What is the name of the machine that spits your ball?
The ball return. Come on, man. I got one of them, right? Oh, my gosh. Look at that. And I was first.
Which type of bowling ball would you typically produce the least hook?
Plastic.
A plastic ball?
Metal. Metal. Definitely metal if they had it.
On the average bowling ball, how many finger and thumb holes should be drilled?
Three fingers.
Would oily and dry land conditions produce more hook on the bowling ball?
No.
But wait a minute.
Would oily or dry lane conditions?
Yes.
Which one?
Oily.
Oily or dry?
Dry lanes.
Wow. Dry. So it's opposite.
Oil makes the ball slide down. Dry will actually bite the ball so it can hook more.
I see.
What's smart. The acronym for the Young American Bowling
Yabas.
Yaba?
What is the acronym for the YABA?
Yaba.
What? Yaba.
Yeah, I'm a man.
What is the name of Homer Simpson's
Holy Rollers.
Team? The Holy Rollers. That is
crazy. No. Simpson's is the beer frames.
It was the Holy Rollers.
What is the name of the Ned Flanders bowling
ball? Holy Rollers.
The Holy Rollers. There you
Juggins.
Go.
Juggins.
If after rolling your first ball, you leave two pins that are separated, this is known as
7-10. No.
If you knock down all 10 pins on the first ball, this is known as a
strike.
Okay, and last one. If it takes two balls to knock down
spare.
All 10 pins, it is known as a
boom.
You got it.
All right. Submit my answer.
See if dog.
Sometimes
got better
you
reception.
Just go.
Hello, dog. You there?
289 is incorrect.
Oh, we got the dog.
Oh, wow. It was 289. Ha ha.
And it's 20, and it's 16 pounds. 16. I just.
Yeah,
have
we
you
can.
Been listening?
Look at all these I got right, though.
Good job. Oh.
Pen pals.
Pen pals.
Hey, Sean, what was the name of Homer Simpson's bowling team?
Golf. How's Mexico? Nice. When do you get back?
Saturday,
Saturday night.
Alright, well,
I did. Yeah. We're going to have
these
trips
tomorrow.
Nice.
We did
an
ATV the other day.
Oh, goal! Goal!
Nice.
Goal!
Lightning goal.
Nice.
Braden point, too. Point, too.
There it
was
is.
A point?
Zero.
Nine in a row now. Nice.
It wasn't point one. Yeah, it was Braden point. Holy shit.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes,
one,
it
one,
is.
One,
are
zero.
You not listening to it?
2 minutes left in the period.
They don't have reception out there, bud.
All right. Are you? So you're so you haven't been listening to the show then, right? Yes, because all. Yeah, we do have some of our old ones live.
Shorty P.
Thank you, Shorty P, for that. All right, so you come back Saturday, man?
Yeah.
Hey, dog, real quick. I finally got it out of him.
What?
Dog, you ready? So, Chip told me that he used to play baseball on this team.
Dog knows this.
And they were called the O's, and he just had a black hat, or he had an orange hat with a black O. That was it.
Yeah, Baltimore
Orioles. Yeah. Literally, I mean, can
trash.
You pictures of the black O's?
But it all
felt,
makes it all makes
like
sense.
Felt, yeah.
Have you ever played against a little league team that was Orioles?
Actually, I have.
Were they trash? They were trash, too, huh?
Oh my god, they were awesome. Wow. He was starting, wasn't
that's
he?
So
yes.
That's so bad. Well, Dave Dog, by the way, I want to tell you we had a great conversation tonight about the Rays and how good they've been doing for the last 7 games.
They haven't been. They've been shit.
I understand that. That's the point. I actually did some research before coming to the show tonight, Dog. I was Ray prepped, bro. And you missed it. That's not true. That's not true. I was actually getting on board, and I even watched, like, I watched 18 minutes, the whole action part of the game. I watched 18 minutes of the game. So
the whole
action. All the
action.
And we're good to go. By the way, hey, happy anniversary. We didn't realize this.
Oh, he's not impressed.
Franco? Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Yeah, and I also saw how the Rays in the last three games have gone two times to 10 and one time to 11, and they're 7 losses in a row. But they're up right now, I think, like 5-2 or something.
5-1.
Wasn't that like 4 minutes out of the 18 minutes of action, though?
Pretty much.
Jeez.
It doesn't.
I was just trying to get something out about.
Hey, I hear you, bud. This is going to be... Ask him what you asked me.
Who got kicked to the curb for this kid?
They sent Brasa down, but then there was this other guy in AAA that moved down to put him on the 40-man roster. I've never even heard of him.
But whose spot? So whose spot did he take on the field?
Mike Brasa's. Yep.
I
think
I was wearing my Ray shirt last night.
Yeah. That's all for tips, bro. That's all for tips. Listen, hey, happy anniversary, by the way. What tip did you give him?
Dude, it's your anniversary, man. Yeah. Is that why you bailed?
You've been doing the show for a year now, bro. Happy anniversary.
Dog, I got the daily trivia ready. In 2000, what player did the Bucks pick up off the NFL Europe League? In year 2000, what player did the Bucks pick up from NFL Europe? Yep.
2000.
Kicker?
Do you know?
No. God, he went way out there. Yeah. Europe, even.
NFL Europe. Yep.
I don't know. Jeez.
There it is. No, he was there before. And you don't know? Aaron Steckler.
Oh, yeah. Hey, are you going to acknowledge the fact, dog, that we've told you happy anniversary 3 times now?
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking about different anniversary, but happy anniversary.
Yeah. are you
He's drunk.
What are you? What are you down there for? Is this just a vacation, or did you guys go down there for an anniversary deal? Is there any bush?
Sounds like
bush latte down there.
What's that?
Is there any bush latte down there?
The bush latte.
No, they craft their bush latte. Typical Modelo, Sol,
Red.
Did you get a bartender drunk?
Yeah, he did.
Jeez.
I got a story off air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I think we're about done wrapping up on our show as well. But you got anything else you want to talk about? Yeah. Hey, by the way, do the Lightning knock these guys out tonight? And what's the final score?
2-2. With a shootout. We've heard that. Yeah, we've heard that before.
All right, perfect. All right, bro, go enjoy the rest of your trip. We're getting ready to get out of here.
That's what I said, too.
I said Lightning in 6.
If it's 2-2 with the shootout.
You both said it.
Steak dinner.
No, you both said games.
Chip said sweet.
Steak dinner. 2-2 with a shootout.
Here we go. Exactly. All right, bud. Have fun.
All right, man. We'll catch up with you.
See you, dog.
See ya.
All right, guys. If you're looking to get a hold of us, studio line 844-542-4111. Text line 727-388-1644. Bo man in the lines at all times. Instagram, Twitter. I haven't figured out Facebook yet. I know our website, Shorty P's gonna be working on that. Our website will probably be down a little bit, but go back for the new and improved website. I'd say probably by the next time we're on there.
Yeah, we'll have live up on the homepage. We've got it up there now. So if you want to visit us at takeitlikeafan.com, get on there, man.
There it is.
Or don't listen.
I like it. Anything else from you, Bob?
No, I'm good, man. Go Rays, go Bucks, go Lightning.
Go Lightning.
Oh, so yeah. One more thing. Yeah. So tonight is going to be the last night at the place called the Bullard up there in New York. And if the Lightning win, that'll be the second stadium that a Tampa Bay franchise has shut down.
What was the other one?
The Vet, dude. That is great. And then we actually went to Philly opening up that season and their first game, and we beat them.
And the name of that field?
Citizens?
Lincoln Financial.
Memorial?
Lincoln Financial.
Nah, who cares?
All right, guys. Let's get out of here. Take it like a fan.
See ya.
See ya.
Out.